This is Screen View with Peter Van, Amy Morgan, and John Denny. Fan us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Screen View Show, and join in on the conversation on Google Plus.
Hello and welcome to Screen View, episode 33, August 31st, 2012. I am your host, Peter Van, and of course I am with a bunch of clowns, Amy Morgan and John Denny.
I'm scared of clowns.
Well, that's why you, because you saw it when you were like four.
That's true.
I saw it, by the way, and it was not as scary as I was expecting.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw it.
Adult when you saw it.
As a 27-year-old man. I ain't afraid of clowns. What are you guys talking about?
No, I saw Poltergeist when I was 8 or 7 or whatever age I was at the time, and that's what scared me of clowns. It wasn't it. It wasn't Tim Curry. It was that freaking clown that grabs the kid and tries to pull him underneath the bed at, you know.
There you go. You should watch Poltergeist.
No. I watched that when I was 35.
35.
With my kids.
Craig T. Nelson. How scary could it be? Coach.
Yeah. Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, now I have to watch it. I'll watch it with my kids, and then they'll be scared of clowns for the rest of their life.
I had nightmares.
You'll become the Uber Comfort, and you'll be scared, too.
I'm not kidding. I would wet myself in the bed because I was so scared to get out of it because I thought some clown is going to come out and grab me. I had little clowns when I was a kid. My mom made these clowns that were up on the wall. So it was like, I hated that thing after that movie. I eventually pulled it off and like stuck it in the farthest reach of my closet as I possibly could. And I made sure every single time I went to bed that closet was closed. But get this, after two months of being freaked out after that movie, I have never been scared of a movie since, except when I watched The Grudge, and I was like, that's too freaky. That freaked me. But other than that, I've never been scared again in my life. I got it out of my system after 2 months.
Well, that's good. So, that's always
The Grudge.
The Grudge.
It's a good lesson for a kid to learn, but that does not mean that you go torture your kids over it.
Too late.
Well, he'll never be able to, because he can't watch it himself.
I already made a plan. I'm sticking to it.
I'm going to scare everyone in my family.
Exactly.
Including me.
Especially the children.
Yeah, my mom asked me, so do you want these clowns for your kids when, you know, they were babies? I was like, no.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I'm not going to scare my kids into hating clowns. No way.
What are you talking about? They're going to get scared of the clowns there on their own. Clowns are weird.
She asked all my brothers if they wanted to. They're like, no. I was like, absolutely, no. She's like, I don't understand why you guys don't like these. I was like, Mom, no.
Scary stuff. Well, speaking of clowns, The Expendables 2 won the box office weekend.
Awesome.
I don't know if you guys, by any chance, had a chance to watch any of this movie, but it is just filled with one-liners. And it's pretty awesome, actually.
I'll see it eventually.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was like, you know, they're none of them take themselves seriously, and you know that's just the way it should be. Because when you're 40 or 50, you may as well just stop taking yourself seriously. So,
yeah.
But that movie won the box office with only $13 million, so it was a very slow weekend for sure. Second was The Bourne Legacy, Paranorman, The Campaign, The Dark Knight Rises, which has so far made $422 million domestically and on a $250 million budget. It seems like our show notes have crept out. So no clicking on links, but I don't remember how much it made worldwide, but probably a lot. Probably a crap ton.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Probably more than it made domestically.
It has made so far $959.8 million
total
worldwide. So it's made 535 foreign, 424 domestic. So it's almost a $1 billion franchise. So
almost.
Holy crap. And then number six, Odd Life of Timothy Green. Number seven, 2016 America, Obama's America. I almost said America's America, but I meant Obama's America, which is kind of crazy.
Is this a documentary?
Unbelievable.
It is a scare-umentary, which is essentially like, unlike you know, what's his name, Michael Moore's things where he bases his movies sometimes off of like, you know, whatever. This is it's like a what if kind of movie. Now, what if Obama was elected again? We would all be dead.
Oh, gag.
I think that's how the movie ends.
Really?
I think it's like a 10-minute movie, and it's like...
It's a fictional movie, right?
We're all dead. Something like that.
10-minute movie?
No.
It's a 10-minute movie? No. What?
I don't know. What else are you going to... How hypothetical can you get, you know? Like... I don't know.
Every movie is hypothetical.
Almost. I guess it's a dramatization of whether or not Obama, like...
Who plays Obama, then?
I think it's stitched through, like, you know, regular stuff.
That's you know, they plagiarize all the pictures they could of him just to get him on their movie.
Yeah, oddly enough, since he's the president, he actually can't sue them for like property.
Wow.
Yeah, public. Yeah, you know, all images of him are public.
Public defamation.
He can't sue them for slander.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, so this is what the movie does. Obama's America takes audiences on a gripping visual journey into the heart of the world's most powerful office to reveal the struggle of whether one man's past will redefine America over the next 4 years. The film examines the question, if Obama wins a second term, where will we be in 2016? Across the globe and in America, people in 2008 hungered for a leader who would unite and blah, blah, blah. True to America, blah, 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 blah. What they didn't know is that Obama is a man with a past, and in powerful ways, that past defines him. Who he is, how he thinks, and what he intends to take America and the world.
I think where
he
can
write a proper, love him or hate him, you don't know him. So essentially, they're trying to talk about how he's going to. He's, you know, I mean, of course, he's Muslim. He wasn't born in America, you know, things like that. So, cool stuff. All the truths will come out. Yeah, so what is this?
Pass.
Oh. What?
Pass.
Yeah, I'm going to pass too. But it's an election year. I don't want to watch any more of that stuff.
It's showing in 1,092 theaters, and it's made $6.5 million. So.
And it's ranked when did it come out? This last week?
No, number seven. 7 weeks ago. So it just finally, you know, with the Republican National Convention and stuff, I guess people decided to watch.
Okay, so people are still watching it, and it's they've watched enough to make it rank number seven on the movie scale.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay,
enough to beat Joseph Gordon-Levitt's new movie, Premium Rush.
I don't understand why this movie was made.
It's such a terribly named movie.
The Rush or Obama's America?
Premium Rush.
Let's move on from the
But yeah, this is a movie about Joseph Gordon-Levitt on a bike in New York.
One that looks like it's like a, you know, a fast, it's a speed film, it's a thriller, and it's called Premium Rush, and he's on a bike. Whoa.
And it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
Not only that, like, my beef with it is that, like, driving around in Philadelphia, there are so many bike messengers, and they just don't obey the traffic laws, and I, like, it's impossible to drive around safely with them around.
Right.
And it makes you so aggravated watching them that I don't want to see a movie of them breaking all the traffic laws. You know what I mean?
It'll just make the rage get worse, right?
Yeah. I have terrible road rage. And that would make me go off.
He's not kidding.
Okay, so no Premium Rush for you.
But apparently Premium Rush got 74% in the tomato meter, so you should go see it.
These are all the people that have never met delivery bicyclists.
Right? Or they are delivery bicyclists.
They're banding together.
It's a movie of my life.
You have to watch this movie.
I get chased by mobsters all the time.
Finally, people who drive cars understand what it's like to be on a bike. Give me a break. Stop a stop sign. Stop red lights.
And don't use your phone. Because if a driver can't use his phone, neither can a biker.
Right.
Yep.
Number nine, Hope Springs. Tommy Lee Jones and... Meryl Streep?
Yeah.
Get it on.
Interesting.
And number 10, Hit and Run, which apparently is a Dax Shepard movie. Apparently just didn't get very good reviews at all.
Yeah.
Already made its money back.
Yeah. Well, it's because he didn't pay his wife anything, nor did he pay himself anything.
Ooh, slam.
Well, no, it's true.
I'm sure they both got points. So
for
they're probably
other?
Making money. Yeah.
Like love points or just points?
No.
I mean like percentage money points.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. All right, so actually the middle of the week, which was yesterday, Lawless came out, which is that Tom Hardy, Shia LaBeouf movie.
Does that mean they can finally stop promoting it?
What's that?
Does that mean they finally can stop promoting it? I don't know about you guys, but
they've
been
showing
commercials for it nonstop.
Oh, really? I have not seen anything for it.
Okay. I haven't seen anything, maybe just once, but I also don't turn my TV on that often either.
Yeah, I don't watch. I haven't actually had my TV on for a while now. I don't know why. Maybe it's because, I don't know. Anyway,
there's nothing worth watching anyhow.
Yeah, it's...
My kids watch stuff. That's what we put it on for. We turn it on to play games and to watch kid shows.
You mean you turn it on to play games?
Yeah. Well, the kids, if I'm not playing Fall of Cybertron, then they're playing the Wii.
But apparently it's a good movie, 64%.
Yeah.
Apparently you should
doesn't
go see
look
it.
That great.
And then another
I'm
movie.
I'm still getting over that Shia LaBeouf was in the last Transformers movie.
Yeah. But he did equate starring in Transformers as having a thumb up your butt or something like that. He said No, he really did say that. I didn't make that up.
No, I'm sure that he did. That's why I'm
He's like, I'm doing artsy films from now on. I'm like, all right.
Ew, gross.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sure Lawless is an artsy film.
When we have another Transformers movie.
Yeah. another movie called The Oogie Loves in the Big Balloon Adventure.
Is this a serious?
I mean, obviously, apparently, you guys aren't watching TV at all, but I've seen commercials for this, and it looks like a 2-hour-long acid trip. I have no idea what this movie could possibly be about.
It's about...
You know what it kind of reminds me of? I've seen a little commercial on one of the there's this cartoon that my kids used to like to watch. It's been a while since we've seen it, though. Explorers, Little Explorers, they have this airplane that they fly in, and they're like...
I thought you were talking about the Magic School Bus.
No. It's kind of like that, but it's not. It's
flying a bus, Explorers. Peter, on a plane.
Anyhow, there was this little commercial on it that has this little hand figure that's like, it's they have a little show that's has this little guy that has a hand, and that's the character. He's like, he's got little eyes on his hands and all that. And so I see that, and I thought, oh, it's that guy.
Okay.
Because it had a commercial that had, like I said, it had the little hands and the eyes, and he's like, expressive and stuff like that. It's a little hand puppet, and so it's called Oogie. And so I looked at that and thought, Oogie Loves. I was like, oh, okay, so this must be some. That's why I was looking at it, going, why did Peter put this on here? I wouldn't think that would be a big one.
So,
but that's what I see that, and I think of that. So I'm going, okay, I don't get it.
So apparently this movie is, it is an acid trip, and it's marketed as an interactive film with full-bodied puppets, and the film will encourage singing and dancing along in the theater by children and their parents.
Great. That's
so
what
it's for kids.
So it's for kids.
Yeah.
And, but it's a the critics' consensus on Rotten Tomatoes is 40%, and although it may serve as a passing diversion for very young viewers, the Oogie Loves fails to offer much more than several brightly colored examples of the worst stereotypes of modern children's entertainment.
Oops.
So you got the plot holes?
Yeah.
Story doesn't stick together?
Yeah.
Falls apart in the third act?
Yeah. Why did the puppet's arm get blown off and it's back?
I need to see your motivation, Oogie Loves.
Yeah. Yeah, other than being on acid. If you want an acid trip, go check out My Little Pony on the Hub. Oh my god.
Pinkie Pie is definitely, you know, smoking some
They're
acid.
All on crack. All of them, every single one of them. And then, of course,
I've described it as, like, when you watch it, it's like an overload of candy, cotton candy, and it hits your bloodstream, and you're like going.
but it's cotton candy laced with like
acid,
PCP or something. Yeah, it's just like, my god.
Of course, I still watch it. So hey, what can I say?
So the third and final mass release movie that's coming out this weekend is called The Possession, which is of course based on a true story scary movie. And
which one is this? The
movies right there. We've got a crime drama, a family, and a horror.
At the risk of sounding insensitive, is this the Jewish Exorcist movie? Is that The Possession, or is The Possession a different one?
It says, based on a true story, The Possession is a terrifying account of how one family must unite in order to survive the wrath of the unspeakable evil. Clyde and Stephanie set little cause for alarm when their youngest daughter, Em, becomes oddly obsessed with an antique wooden box she purchased.
Yeah.
So they're Jewish?
Yes. They need their child has been possessed, and they bring a rabbi in to clean her, you know.
Now, when they say that this is based off of a true story, it means like maybe two parts, like maybe 10 seconds of it is based off of fact. The rest of it is based off of whatever Hollyweird wants to come out with. Yeah, about 2 years ago, I got hooked into this Discovery show that talks about hauntings, and like I've watched so many of these things, and then they started bringing out the movies, and one of them happened to be based off of something that I actually saw on the show that was actually documented. I went, probably about 5 minutes worth of details was part of that show, actually was based off of the facts that they had in the show. Everything else, the whole ending, what happened, and everything was completely Hollyweird. They made up whatever. So when they say based on a true story, it's like this much of information is actually based off of it, and then everything else is just out the window.
Yeah.
So I look at that and think, oh, they're trying to scare you. So go in there going,
I don't understand why.
Be skeptical.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you, right? Just makes the But, yeah, so on to some movie-related stuff. It's kind of sad, and it is not kind of. It's very sad. Last week, Tony Scott committed suicide, and that was definitely surprising. Not really. Some people filmed it, apparently, and are trying to shop it around.
They filmed him doing that?
Yeah, some people filmed it, and then tried to shop.
Feel so sad for his family because I bet they're just like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's just terrible.
Yeah. Not a lot of details about. I mean, obviously, it's the family is very devastated right now, so not a lot of information on based on why it happened or what he was thinking, or he said they reports say that he left some letters to his family, but no additional information about that. Sometime after Labor Day, the family will announce a way to honor his career and his life and things like that. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely surprising. It makes it like, a big name director like that. I mean, right. You don't expect big name people in your life to start dying look, I'm under 30, Peter, you're under 30, Amy, I'm not exactly sure.
I'm in my 30s, it's okay, yeah.
but like people that you've watched their movies for, basically your whole life, they're not supposed to die when you're at that age. I mean, I don't know, it seems weird to me. It's gonna seem weird to me like when
is it because he died because he committed suicide or died?
Would it be
better if he had died in a car accident or a plane crash or something,
I don't think so. I think it just seems weird to me. Like, you expect, like, I expect more movies of it to come out as long as I'm still alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just weird to me that, you know, obviously the family or him or anything like that. It's just, you know, I've watched almost all of his movies.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be weird to not have any more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, his brother is still around as well. And
yeah, yeah.
His brother is Ridley, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's committed to a lot of, you know, putting out a lot of good movies as well. So it's definitely going to be, you know, it's definitely going to be interesting. It's definitely sad, so for sure. All right, well, on to happier news. John will be really happy about this. They cast Finnick for The Hunger Games: Catching Fire. Are you happy?
Okay.
Are you happy?
I'm happy about that, I guess.
I don't know. Are you? The guy's name is Sam Claflin. He was actually in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
I saw this. The romantic lead?
Yeah, was he romantically led?
I don't even know who he is.
I don't know.
I figured the romantic story was between... Oh, you know what? I know who it is. I know who it is.
Please enlighten
us. He's a nobody.
Oh,
did you see
them?
I mean, he was a guy who played a priest who fell in love with a mermaid. That's how I can explain it.
I didn't see the movie.
But to say that he was a romantic lead is... Yeah, it's not. Because Johnny Depp is the lead, and there's a love story with him and Penelope Cruz. So...
Yeah,
I don't know.
So
it's very misleading.
So he's a stalwart missionary in the movie. So that's not romantic lead, because he's anyway. But he will play Finnick, who obviously is he is a charismatic and clever, and he was in District 4, which is a fishing village, and he's an awesome dude with a spear, and he's supposed to be like a really charming guy that kind of I guess he. He targets cougars, I think, is what he does in the book. Right?
He uses his fame to...
That's right.
Have lots and lots of relations.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, and then there's, like, more to that, and that'll probably get revealed later.
I when I was reading the book, I pictured the guy who played Captain Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Except for Finnick was more Irish... In the book, they explain the way they said he was a bit more Irish, the way they described him. So, so cool stuff. Cast is coming together. They will film in November, I believe. They're starting to film very soon, or October or November, something like that. So, all right. So, more Star Wars money making hordes. Episode 2 and 3 will be coming out in 3D next year. Long time to wait.
So if you didn't get a chance to watch them in the theater, you can watch them out, but they will be in 3D.
If you didn't get the chance to watch them in the theater, you lucked out, because there's no reason to watch them.
Although, yeah, so one came out earlier this year, so in 3D.
True.
So 2 and 3 will be out September 20th, 2013, and October 11th, 2013, respectively. Get your pocketbooks ready.
Yeah. The only reason why I would take it is just to... The only reason why I would go is to take my kids to see it, to say, hey, we watched a Star Wars actual episode in the theater.
I
remember when I was a kid and it came... Well, not when it came out, but... Because I was... I think that was the year I was actually born. But I remember, like, all the times that I've ever gone to a movie theater when I was a kid, because it was so epic, you know? And... I wish that I'd seen an episode of Star Wars on the big screen as a kid.
Yeah, those are fine. I mean, John and I went to go see the re-releases in the theater.
Yeah.
So that was
what we didn't realize was those are the ones that he had edited.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
I guess
no.
we did realize it, but we didn't think about it at the time.
It wasn't as edited as they did it again when they came out on DVD. Like, you know, they didn't make Han shoot first.
Yes, they did.
Oh,
yes,
Han shot first in the ones that we saw in the theaters.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah, no, he didn't. Because when he re-released it, he was like, when they put it back in the theaters, that was the whole thing. He put on all the deleted scenes and the things that he wanted to change around. And one of them was... Han, he didn't want Han to shoot first.
Really? Even in the ones that we saw?
Mm-hmm.
In the 90s?
Wow.
I thought they changed him recently.
Deep down, he was a good scoundrel.
Yeah. He needed to shoot first. It was just
Brick. He was a pirate. Yeah, that's the whole point. He's supposed to be a bad guy. He gets turned over to be a good guy.
Because of a girl.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He has a kid. But anyway, all right. So on to some television news. The show that Josh Whedon will... the Avengers-related show that Josh Whedon will be developing is entitled S.H.I.E.L.D.
I fell in line and I became righteous man.
What did you say?
Oh God! What was that?
Amy, what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I just went...
I think Skype is
trolling us right now.
Yeah, Skype is trolling us for sure. It's like video and sound are a little off right now.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you guys, you're saying one thing and your lips are saying something else.
Yeah. We're not saying anything at all. And we're saying,
or they're just staring off into...
Anyway, when I first scrolled through the screen show notes and I saw this, I immediately thought, well, they're making another pilot for The Shield?
Michael Chiklis is
back? I was
back?
Like, they already had that show.
Yeah, that's what
I was thinking too. And then I saw Avengers went, they're going to change it from The Avengers to S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah. So this the difference between that one is The S.H.I.E.L.D. and then this one is S.H.I.E.L.D. and it's got the, you know, it's got the acronym, you know.
Yep, yeah. It's all acronymish.
Yeah. So
unless Samuel L. Jackson and Kobe Smulders and Jeremy Renner are in it, it can't work.
Yeah, I
can't. Because those are the people from the movie that everyone sees. Scarlett Johansson also. Those are the people from the movie that people say, oh, they're from S.H.I.E.L.D. They should be in this movie. This movie's going to be about them. And if they're not, then what's the draw? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But everyone's basically going to be a red shirt.
Apparently,
you know what I mean?
The show has been in development for a long time. So
it's going to be a TV series or not a movie?
No, it's a TV series on ABC, yeah.
Oh, okay. See, that's why I was like going, is it a movie or is it... That's where I was getting lost going, okay, they're recalling the Avengers S.H.I.E.L.D. or... What? I don't get it.
Yeah. So the series apparently has been in works for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And they finally announced that, you know, they said, hey, Joss Whedon, you did such a fantastic job on The Avengers. Why don't you make a show? And he's like, yeah, okay, sure, why not? You're going to pay me lots of money, and I can be on ABC instead of Fox, which I hate. But anyway, so he will be – that. This is apparently not the only show that will be on ABC in terms of Marvel-related. Apparently, they're going to make a couple of other projects, including Hulk.
Because the last one that they had on there that had a family of heroes did so well.
That one coincidentally had Michael Chiklis.
Yeah.
That's so coincidental. What? Yeah. But yeah, you're right.
It's
no
not
Ordinary
that
Family.
Coincidental. I was like, I loved that show and they canceled it. And I thought, well.
Nobody watched it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that you. It was kind of cool. I kind of liked it. I liked what they were doing with it. But at the same time, I'm like, they were all new heroes, and it was their new thing. And it was, let's see. No, I take that back. Maybe it was on NBC. No, CBS. I don't remember what channel
it was on.
It
was on ABC.
Was it on ABC?
Yep.
I thought that maybe they were trying to get off the bootstraps of heroes, you know, because they did their own cast and stuff like that. I'm not against this, but at the same time, I'm worried that it'll be one of those things where it'll be really well done. And ABC will go, well, it's kind of not what we thought it was going to be, and we're going to end it after a season. That's the thing that I'm like, I don't know if they'll keep this on. And you're right. If they don't have people that are going to draw the – if they don't have just, like the same people in the movies that are going to keep up
people
the –
People that are recognizable, yeah.
Yeah, then they're probably going to – there'll be a few people that'll watch at the very beginning, but I'm worried that it won't keep the draw and that it'll – like I said, again, it'll be – we'll have a great one season and then it'll get off the air and we're like, oh, okay.
I wouldn't even count off the season because right now the only thing that's been announced is a pilot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so many pilots get shot and never see the light of day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I mean, Disney wants it, and Marvel's a
oh, well,
big property. So
if Disney is you know throwing their weight around, at least it'll get you know we'll get at least a pilot.
Yeah,
Disney
I mean, owns
both ABC and Marvel, but that doesn't mean that you know it's a good idea.
That's true.
Yeah,
you're right. That's true. But speaking of you know, you said you know a pilot might never see the light of day. Michael J. Fox television show, even before a pilot was shot, has already been ordered for a full 22 episodes.
Wow. Yeah.
So yeah. Nobody else is on this show yet except Michael J. Fox.
And it's speaking of shows that just got picked up for an amazing amount of episodes, not to you know skip ahead or change the subject or anything, I just heard today that Charlie Sheen's show, Anger Management, on FX,
yeah,
got picked up for 90 more episodes.
How's that possible?
Wow.
The show can't be remotely that great.
Yeah, but he's, you know, Charlie Sheen.
That's, on the cable show, that's like, what's that,
that's
like
forever.
Isn't he the guy that says he's got, you know, dragons in his blood or something
Tiger
like that?
Blood, yeah.
Some weird stuff.
Tiger Blood.
90 episodes, I heard.
How's that?
Tiger
Blood.
I
You're right.
If you go off the deep end, they'll give you 90 episodes, too.
Apparently, I need to be... I mean, the next story that we're talking about is that the Jersey Shore is finally ending. And all the big like, namers, I guess, like the Situation and whatever, all the other guys, getting paid $2 million for every episode that they're showing. Which is as much as the adult actors in Modern Family are getting paid.
Ouch.
So have to do a lot of drugs, and then B, be really, really stupid. And then I will make a ton of money for the rest of my life.
There's no guarantee. But, I mean, you got to figure it's probably still with everybody from the Jersey Shore making that much money, it's got to still be cheaper per episode than Modern Family.
Mm.
That's true, but because
there's no script, there's nothing
still,
that goes into the development.
But still, $2 million for talented actors who make a really.
I'm not saying it's warranted, but people are watching it.
Stupid. Mm. But yes, you're right. Yesterday, August 20th. My God, August 29th, 2012. It was
today,
the show would be picked up for 90 episodes. How's that possible? So that's 100.
What did I hear? That'll put it in syndication.
Yeah, that's 100 episodes. So that's syndication, right?
Yeah.
But if you, that's 7 more seasons or 8 more seasons.
Yeah, because it's only what 13 episodes.
Yeah. And FX likes to do those. I'm going to order 22 episodes and then split them in two or something kind of thing.
Not always.
Sometimes, most of the time.
No, but AMC likes to do that. FX doesn't do that.
FX did that with Rescue Me and The Shield and Nip Tuck. Do I need to go on?
Please, keep going.
I can't think of any more shows.
I didn't think so.
Well, just to comment real quick on the Michael J. Fox now. We're going back a little bit because we didn't.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, him coming back, I'm not against it, but at the same time, I'm like, when 22 episodes, that's a lot of work. Is he going to be able to do it, I guess, is my thing. I mean, right now he should know what he can and can't do, but just, you know, I'm a little cautious going, you know, I hope he's ready because, you know, if he's still facing challenges and whatnot, I'd be completely cool with a show like that, but I hope that there's not any, you know.
Yeah, I think what's I mean, right now they're obviously developing it now, and they already have an idea. They just need to cast and stuff. So maybe they're just going to take a little longer for him.
I mean, this does say it features Fox's husband and a father of three from New York City dealing with family, career, and challenges, including Parkinson's, all loosely drawn from Fox's real life.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, it's not like he hasn't acted while dealing with the Parkinson's before.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, but full commitment is
getting
is
him back
you know.
Into the TV realm.
I mean,
is
look,
it's a lot of work in addition to what he's still working with. So
it's 22 episodes, but on the other hand, it's only 22 episodes. It's not like there's you know more than one season guaranteed or anything like that, or that he's even signed on for more than one season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, obviously that's a goal, but if you feel, he knows the risks.
Oh, so I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure he and his
wife. If the show does well, they're not going to say, okay, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it.
Yeah. I guess my thing is that if it's really good and it's too much, it'll be sad to see them put so much into it only to turn around and only have it for a season and that'll be it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I understand. All right. Well, now I guess it is time for the topic. We kind of found, Amy dug up a nice little site that talked about all the upcoming movie sequels between now and 2014. And a lot of them are kind of like,
really?
We could just run down the list really quick. Starting with Avatar, anything.
Avatar anything.
And Avatar anything. I mean, they're going to make
maybe
a trilogy.
It's a reboot.
Out of it. They're trying to make it. What's that?
Is it a reboot?
Yeah. I hope it's a reboot and it's actually like they just steal Pocahontas completely. So instead of, they already stole Pocahontas.
We'll see that the main character's name is John Smith and we'll be like, oh, it's all down here from here.
All downhill
from here. Blah, blah.
And the blue.
What
people
are you talking about? You're talking about that Avatar.
No. We're not talking about The Last Airbender.
I thought that you were talking about, The Last Airbender thing.
No. I don't.
It would be called The Last Airbender.
Two.
If they were,
Unfortunately, thankfully, they're not going to make another one of those. Because that was just stupid. Because
the first
one
flopped so bad and it was so, God,
so terrible. So James Cameron's Avatar 2. Sorry. They're also going
That was his life for the next like 6 years, was making the Avatar sequels.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he made we all know that the amount of money that James Cameron makes of his movies, he just puts it back and goes back to the Titanic. Essentially, what he does. What? He built like a capsule or something like that with all the money that he made, and he did a deep dive to Titanic.
I clicked on the link and it says Sigourney Weaver back for Avatar 2 despite being dead. Yeah.
Nice. She's the ghost.
Spoiler alert.
She's the ghost of Avatar Past.
If you haven't seen Avatar already, then you deserve to be spoiled.
You don't deserve. You actually, if you haven't seen Avatar already, good for you. You should never see it. just
everyone
away.
Else said, go see it. And Peter was like, it's not worth it.
It's going to have a 3 as well. The next article below that says Avatar 2 and 3 for 2014 and 2015 release. I'm going
back to back, most
likely. He also said he was going to do, I think he's like in the announcement that I heard, he said, I'm going to do Avatar 2, Avatar 3, Avatar 4, Avatar 5,
and Titanic 6.
And then they cut him off.
Because the world would have
good
ended by then.
Good for them for cutting him off. Hey, as it is, we're going to get Transformers 4. So, hey, it's just kind of the thing to do. Pick your flavor, your movie, and then they're going to give a bazillion different versions of it.
So we were thinking of some unnecessary sequels. And just from this list, I can tell you a couple. Like Beetlejuice 2, Bill and Ted 3.
Blade Runner 2, do we
Blade
need
Runner
another?
2, yeah, absolutely we don't need. We absolutely do not need Blade Runner 2.
You know that they're not going to do it right, or they're going to have some weird thing to it, and it won't be the same.
Yeah. Here's the problem with a Blade Runner 2 is that the first thing they'll do is answer the question of whether or not Deckard is a android.
Replicate, replicate.
And the whole point of the first movie is that you don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I think Blade Runner 2 will be the same idea as Inception 2, where it'll last only 10 minutes, and it'll open in credits, answer the question that you're looking for, and then it ends.
Great.
They're not really doing an Inception 2, right?
I certainly hope not. That would be awesome,
not
though,
on
right?
this list for the next 2 years, so
yeah,
there you go.
Inception 2 opens, and then you see whether or not the it falls or not, and then the movie ends.
Yeah, there you go.
Terminator 5.
Expected.
Twins 2.
Please, no more.
I did hear that.
Sweet.
I did hear
sweet,
Twins 2.
Sweet. No, thank God. No. Oh, how about this one?
Fast and Furious number 6.
Yeah, Fast and the Furious number 6. I mean, you know, Fast and the Furious number 5 was entertaining.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, it's not surprising. It made a lot of cash. And then, of course, Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage.
I wouldn't mind to see that, but the first one was, come on.
Where
did you always need a sequel.
The second one was Ice-T, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, how could I forget?
Of course you did, yeah.
And those movies I never saw.
Triple X, and then I just clicked on the link. This is moviemoron.com, and it's Triple X 3 loses director of Triple X. So the reason that they made Triple X was because it was the director of Fast and the Furious, I believe. I think it was Fast and the Furious. Dropped out, and then Vin Diesel's like, I'm not going to do a movie without him. And then they're like, let's make Triple X. They're like, okay. So then they decided to make Triple X 2 with Ice-T.
So this is not Triple X 2. I'm sorry. I missed that one. I didn't even realize they had a 2.
Yeah, there was Triple X 2 with State of the Union or something like that. Something like that.
Okay.
We move on from Triple X.
We have to?
State movies, they stink. Yeah.
It's just Vin Diesel
just being a badass and having no reason other than the fact that don't call it Triple X, just call it Vin Diesel.
I know. Vin Diesel's he's old now. He's like, he's
true,
no
but he's got
jacked as
he's,
he used to be. You know,
he's got that nice sexy bald head, so everybody
yes. All right, now we can
move on to the next topic.
Now we can move away. After we've run through these stupid movies don't deserve sequels or trilogies, we decided to go into our own personal lists to see which sequels that we thought were good, that were necessary, or lame and or stupid. So
the ones that were like, why did you have a second one? The first one was fine without it.
Right.
But thumbs down.
But
thumbs up for the first one, thumbs down for everyone after it.
Yeah, exactly.
I got news let me just throw it out there right away.
Okay.
There's no movie that's not true. There's not a lot of movies that have 2 and 3 parts need 2 and 3 parts. If there's a movie that's based off of source material, and the source material is 2 and 3 and 4 parts, that's different. But for a movie like, off the top of my head, Indiana Jones, each of those movies is an individual story. So the first one comes out, Raiders of the Lost Ark, is a complete story.
It wraps up at the end, that's right.
Wraps up at the end. There's not necessarily a need for that story to continue, right? So
right.
What I'm saying is that there's no need to see more Adventures of Indiana Jones. It's not like the first movie ended with a cliffhanger or wasn't a complete story. So, I mean, there's a lot of movies that are like that where, Indiana Jones worked. Everyone wanted to see more adventures of this guy and, what else he did. But, for other movies like Pirates of the Caribbean, the first movie was a complete story, beginning, middle, end, and you didn't need to see more adventures.
And then they decided to do number two, and that turned it into another adventure.
Right. And, I mean, they're making money. That's the reason that these movies are being made, because they're making money. But the second one kind of fell on its face a little bit, and the third one I don't think a lot of people liked, but they still made a lot of money.
They wrapped it up because they had started stuff in the second one that had to be finished out. You get Jack Sparrow, who was a big character, and the end is stuck in a different place than what he should be, and,
But then even at the end of the third movie, everything was wrapped up, and they didn't need to tell another one.
Yeah, but then we got number 4,
but then
which wasn't even with the same characters. It was with only Jack. Jack
right.
is the new one, but that's it. I mean, we got some of the pirates that were from, the familiar faces and whatnot, but they were sub-characters that we're not, really in love with. But,
right.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't like the last one because I thought, well, it's not the same thing. It's,
Look, I love all the Back to the Future movies, but the second and third ones weren't as good as the first one.
Yeah.
And they kind of, like, threw that part at the end together just so they can make more movies at the end of the first one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it didn't need to be a Back to the Future Part 2 and Part 3. Especially when the whole thing is time traveling, and it's like, oh, you've got to come with me to the future because your kid turns out to be a jerk. And it's like, okay, well, I'll just grow my kids up to not be a jerk. You say you solve the problem.
It's your kids, Arnie.
Right.
It's your kids. Something's got to be done about your kids. Marty. Right, not Arnie. Marty.
I was like, Ernie?
Sorry. Marty. No. Marty. It's your kids.
Like in the Back to the Future, in Back to the Future Part 2, they made fun of sequels that were totally unnecessary. And they show the outside of a movie theater, and they show Jaws 18, I think it was.
Yeah.
It's like, clearly that's making fun of movies. I mean, obviously, it's a Spielberg-produced movie. But Steven Spielberg directed Jaws. So,
I mean, after 4, we didn't get any more.
We
haven't had a 5.
Jaws. I don't think they were called like Jaws. I think it was like the Revenge of Jaws, the Revenge. And
I thought you said the Revenge of Jaws, the Revenge, and I was like, what? Does that mean it's no longer the Revenge at all? Like, just swoon around for 3 hours. But yeah, do you have like a?
So there's an actual list.
Do you have a list of like, you know, some things that you think are definitely unnecessary?
I don't have a physical list, but
what can you think of?
Let me tell you one thing. There's going to be a movie coming out called "The Girl Who Played with Fire." I can tell you right now, it's unnecessary.
You mean the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Yes.
Series? Okay. That's coming out in 2014. Yeah.
Yes, I've read the books, and the second and third are totally unnecessary to the plot of this movie in the first one.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, obviously it hasn't come out yet, but I don't know. Anytime, my usual rule is anytime that there's a number involved with the title of the sequel, it's probably not going to be as good. That was kind of thrown away with the Iron Man series.
Yeah. Or a good one would be The Sandlot 2.
Which is
essentially a complete remake of Sandlot.
I don't count direct-to-DVD movies as sequels.
I don't think... Was The Sandlot 2 direct-to-DVD?
Was it direct... okay. Maybe it was.
I don't remember if it was. Was it?
Here's a good one. I'm going to throw this one out because I saw it on a list and went, absolutely. Gremlins 2. That was in the movie theater.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw that.
Yeah,
how?
Be glad
Why?
That you didn't. The first one was great. The second one was really?
how could you not have seen that, John? I thought you were a completist of terrible...
It's like those creepy... when I was a kid, we had, like, you know, cable TV where I, like, saw USA and stuff like that. You have, like, the Piranha 1, Piranha 2, Piranha 3, where they keep on coming back. Those
3
those,
Double D.
Yeah. Like, they're Piranha almost 2, like movies, but they're,
Cameron.
Like...
No, it wasn't. Get out of here.
Up, like, you know, Alligator 2, Leprechaun 2, all those things. They show these movies late at night. And
God's
I'm like,
play.
If I watch a movie and I go to see the sequel and I get the feeling that I'm watching one of those late night USA, you know, pick your weird, crazy ending, whatever, your bad guy or your protagonist, whatever, antagonist that's in there. Yeah, if it ends up being one of those, if I come out getting that vibe that it's less than what it should be, and it's like, it's almost to the point where it's comical, that's an unnecessary sequel to me. And that's why Gremlins 2 falls on that list, is because it's completely unnecessary. I mean, sure, it had its moments where it was funny, but it was just, it was unnecessary.
If there's a sequel that's done well, and by done well, I mean follows the rules that are set in the first movie, as far as, you know, this is what this character does, this is what this character knows, these are this character's, you know, friendships, and, you know, like,
this
you know that part back.
Oh, this is why Indiana Jones is a good sequel, except the fourth one.
I don't have a big problem with Indiana Jones 4.
Yeah. Other than the ending.
It just it was a little too out there.
The rest was fun.
The rest of it was fine. Just the ending, the last, 10 minutes was just a little too
weird
for me.
Here's my biggest argument against that. Aliens are unacceptable.
Whoa, spoiler alert.
Coming out of the Ark of the Covenant and melting people's faces is totally acceptable.
That totally makes sense. Absolutely.
Well, it's more of a historical item. We can't actually prove that aliens have ever historically visited the planet.
I don't think we can historically say that ghosts eat people's faces either.
No, but
you can't historically prove any of the biblical stories either.
The golden chalice.
Bible. It's a historical document to some people.
I know, but I don't know. The pyramids and
it's a book that's been around for
South
a very
America.
Long time. So even if it's just all made up, still it's a historical book because it's been around for so long.
I think that the biggest problem that people have with the second and the fourth movies are that they are not Christian centric.
I didn't have a problem with the second one.
A lot of people did.
It was really weird.
A lot
weird,
of people said it was the worst of the trilogy.
What was the second one? The ghost eating the people's faces?
No, that's the first one.
What was the second one?
Second one is the Temple of Doom.
The Temple of Doom, yeah.
Okay. In Indy.
Pulls the heart out and it's all... Sorry.
And like the second one is all based on the Hindu culture. And the fourth one is all based on, the Incan culture.
The Incan,
or whatever.
The Mayan culture. Yeah.
Maya. I mean...
So it's all just different historical elements. It's just not the history that...
I thought they were all fine. I just thought the fourth ended... I don't think it had anything to do with aliens that I was upset about. I think it had just to do with the way it ended. Like, it wasn't it could have been executed better, I guess, is what I was upset about. But other than that, I think it was a good movie. What other ones? I think Hot Shots 2 probably didn't need to be made.
Oh, for God's sake. It's a spoof movie.
I saw the first one and I thought it was a really good movie. And then the second one was just pretty terrible. Or how about...
But the whole point of Hot Shots 2 is making fun of sequels. And how ridiculous they are.
It was so terrible. It was like Scary Movie 3, 4, and 5. They were just all terrible. Like, 2 was funny. That was the one in the mansion, right? That was good. And then 3, 4, and 5 was just like... Oh.
I'm not even sure if I've even seen Hot Shots, to be honest.
The first one is good. I'm not going to say that the second one is a good movie, but that's a different genre. Like, it's like saying Airplane 2 is stupid because it doesn't make any sense because they traveled to the moon.
That sounds terrible. I don't think that makes any sense at all.
Exactly. It's a movie that's making fun of movies. You can't... I don't think that counts.
Yeah, none of those got on my list because I thought, they are trying to make fun of movies that continually do that over and over and over again. So,
Jurassic Park 3. That was...
I agree with that one.
I'll take myself out of this story because I really like all the Jurassic Park movies.
You like the third one?
The third one just felt a little like they were really trying hard to just ride the same wave that they started before. Plus the fact that the books had some flaws in it to begin with, as in one book, a main character dies, the next book, oh, he's suddenly back. Of course, they didn't do that in the movie. They just kind of made up their own thing with the movies.
In the end of the first book, the old man dies.
I read the second book and he was back. They said how they air-vacked him off and he recovered or whatever. And it just, so when I saw the movies and they didn't kill him off in the movies so they could easily use it. But still, it was just like, there was such a debacle in the original storyline that it kind of took away from me being able to see it.
Right.
But at the same time, if go back to, it's just like, oh, we're going to go back to the characters that were there before and give them a reason to go back to this island when they're continually saying, maybe we should have gone back to the island and it's just...
Maybe you should just blow it up. Just let it be done.
They did in the book. They dropped all these bombs and killed all of the dinosaurs.
Oh my god! Why would you kill the dinosaurs?
That was the whole point of the first movie, is why did we create these things? Because we're stupid!
Right.
Because we're dumb!
Oh my god, why did they create these things? These things are savages! All they do is eat.
They ruled the earth and killed everything, and, you know, we want them on it now with all the people that are here? Not a good idea! Somebody didn't give them the memo.
Especially this Tyrannosaurus Rex. God.
I have a problem with most horror movie sequels.
Yeah, I have to agree with that too, because it's like, did you not see what happened to the last people that were here? Did you not learn from their lessons that you have to repeat it again and again and again and again?
With the exception of Halloween 2, I thought that was necessary. It was necessary and it wasn't. I thought it was a pretty good movie. But, like, Nightmare on Elm Street is like, okay, I mean, we get it. He goes to people's dreams and kills them, and there's going to be one person left alive, and they're going to fight him back and, you know, figure out how to kill him.
And then that person doesn't die, and then the next sequel comes along, and they have to do it all again. But it's like he's the only person, he or she, that didn't die in the last film.
Right.
He's the only person that can help save everybody that might die in this one. And then they survive again and to do it again. I completely agree with that, yeah.
But, like, even the Friday the 13th movies, they don't make
any sense.
This includes
Final Destination as well, sorry. Where it's,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Friday the 13th series with Jason Voorhees and Camp whatever it is, they don't make any sense because the killer in the first movie is Jason's mom. But in the killer in 2, 3, 4 to infinity is Jason. And the whole point of the first movie is that horror movie sequels are stupid.
Yeah, well, I guess they are, right? I mean, I guess they are.
I mean, look, I enjoyed all the three Bourne movies. The Bourne Identity, the Bourne Supremacy, and the Bourne Ultimatum. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily think that the second two, even though there's source material that they're based on, I don't think they necessarily needed to be made.
Yeah.
They just made those up. The second
they
book.
They don't follow the books?
Yeah, no. The first one doesn't follow the book at all either. There's like,
yeah,
all they
I
did was
started reading it and it. They did change quite a bit of the source material.
Yeah, they completely took out a major villain from the book. Dies.
And the way it started, it was completely different, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he wakes up on a boat.
Yeah. The other one, they just found him, right? In the books, found him.
Well, he woke up on a boat in the first one. Unconscious in the water.
Not in the book, though. In the book, they didn't find him in the water. They just found him. Like, it wasn't... That assassination plot had nothing to do with the book.
Oh.
There was, I need to go back and read it. I did start reading it.
Yeah. In the books, it was him and another guy who were both, like, assassins. And then that guy was kind of like a mercenary assassin. And his job was to take him down. But then it kind of, like, he forgot, you know, and then spiraled around and things like that. So.
Right. Yeah. But the way that the movies were laid out, it seemed like they didn't necessarily need to do 2 and 3. I thought that 1 was good enough on its own. Told the whole story for me. And then, like, even, like, what, look, the Bourne movie is complicated enough on its own. Then when you add more layers of complications, like who's in charge now and who's in charge now and who knows what and, you know,
then
whatever.
Then it ends up being the government is being irresponsible because they keep on putting idiots in charge of this project.
Which is the mismatch. Like, when you're watching the movie, it's like a mismatch of, like, I don't understand what's going on because there's too many characters from the first movie to now.
Yeah, because I thought that at this point that they probably killed off all the people that were in charge or had anything to do with it. So why are we still having problems with this?
That's why Bourne Legacy takes place at the same timeline as the second and the third movies.
Oh, so that's what happens in that.
Yeah. So it's
spoilers.
Oops. No, it's not a spoiler. They actually play it out like that.
They didn't advertise it enough like that, but
they should have.
When you see the trailers, you're like, "But wait, that guy's in jail."
Yeah, that guy's in jail. What is going on?
And you realize it's like, okay, it has to be happening at the same time. Yeah. But what are more movies on your guys' lists?
I put some actual animated ones on there because I watch a lot of those.
Yeah, I mean, let us know which ones do you...
I thought the first Shrek was great. Everyone after that, I feel like, really? I just feel like they just keep on going with the same old, same old, same old. And I actually kind of feel like it continues to get even more and more inappropriate for the age group that they're gearing it toward. So I haven't been very a fan of that. The Ice Age, again, another one. I really like the first one. And they just, it's like they're, it's like, oh, we did great on this, so we're going to come back for a sequel. Because, like, look, rated G movies sell a lot, and sure, they do great because they are family movies. So it's one of those things where it's like the only reason why I would say I don't want the sequel is because the sequel usually is never written as well as the first one, except when you're a Pixar movie. Except
Cars 2.
I was very happy with Cars 2. I thought they were crap. I thought it just did not work the same way. I didn't like the message. I was actually very irritated when I turned that one off. I went, that's what they did with my Cars movie? Not a good idea. I'm kind of like this about Monsters 2. We'll see. Monsters, Inc., I don't know. I'm really, really worried because I did not enjoy Cars 2. Up until Cars 2, though, every single thing that Pixar did was a complete and total hit for me.
Right.
I loved Toy Story. I loved Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3. I thought they were great.
Toy Story 2 for me was like, okay. I get it. The characters are popular. But
I mean, I don't think they need to have another one, but, you know, I'd be fine if they just stopped now. Especially after Cars 2, I'm like, you know what? We maybe need to stop.
Yeah.
And I also put Madagascar on here as well.
That's up to 6 now, I think.
Huh?
Can I say that Madagascar 1 was unnecessary?
I don't think it was necessary either, but, you know. It was the lemurs that sold it for me.
Yeah,
they don't need to have a movie for that. Just make a TV show; it'd be great.
I think for us to finally I think all of the vampire sequels.
You mean Twilight? Abso-freaking-lutely.
Twilight, Underworld, 2, Rise of the Lycans, 3. Yes. Blade 6, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, all those stupid Daywalker movies. I mean, I think that needs to stop.
It does. And Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
Die.
John will defend that, but
I won't defend it. I'm not saying they're good movies. I'm just going to keep watching them.
You're not going to pay to go see this one, are you?
No. I haven't paid to see any of them.
I did rent those because I heard a couple people that I knew that actually liked the game, and they said, no, get rid of the movies. And I thought, okay, are they really that bad? The first one, not so much. I guess it was okay. But really, I did, after watching it, go, okay, you're right. This is just, they're not learning their lesson. They keep on doing weird stuff with this. Let's just end already. But then they came out with another one. I went, okay, I understand the ire of this now. Yes, Resident Evil needs to end.
Yeah. All right, well, there we go. That will be the final end, so don't go see Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Let it die.
Don't. Just go play the game and be happy with
wrong?
That.
Is that wrong? I don't know. If it's wrong, I don't want
to
be right.
We get hate mail. Send it to Amy at screenview.com.
Screenview.com. That doesn't exist, Amy.
Okay, that's the whole point.
We're not. We're not for profit. Screenview.net.
Yeah, screenview.net. Yeah, definitely let us know what kind of unnecessary sequels that you think are necessary. Did I say
David,
that?
Screenview at
unnecessary sequels that are necessary.
Yeah, unnecessary sequels that are necessary. I did say that. It's been a long day. But anyway, let us know on our brand new Facebook page, facebook.com/screenviewshow, or on our Twitter page. What?
Now we're going to get the hate mail there.
Yeah.
It's all right.
We can always delete it.
No, you didn't give us a good comment. Delete.
Yeah,
you
exactly. Be warned. Amy will delete every single bad comment.
No, I won't. I'll leave it up there. Proof that I need to be off the podcast.
Let us know on Twitter at Screenview Show and on tfradio.net/screenview. So for this week, that is it for now. For Amy Morgan, John Denny, and I'm Peter Van. We will see you guys next time.
All right.
You've been listening to Screenview. Screenview is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.